Las Vegas tourism boosters promise what happens here stays here. Virginia is for lovers. And now from Alaska comes a new month-long appeal that mixes boosterism with a sense of mortality. Billboards in Seattle, Minneapolis, and Los Angeles depict an oversized Alaska license plate which says Alaska B4UDIE, Alaska before you die. Ron Peck is president and COO of the Alaska Travel Industry Association. He joins us from, is it Girdwood, Alaska, where you are right now?
Yes, it is, Robert. Girdwood, Alaska, which is about a very beautiful 40-minute scenic drive from downtown Anchorage.
And what's with this fixin'-to-die tourism campaign?
Well, the Alaska Tourism Industry Association is really a marketing entity, and we're very proud of the marketing research that we do with our marketing committee. Over the 25 years that we have done our research, we have found that people come for three reasons. They come for our mountains and our glaciers and our wildlife. But in focus groups and research, we have people say, this is my dream vacation. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Alaska literally before I die. And so our creative ad firm at Bradley Reed came up with the idea of the Alaska Before You Die concept. And a little bit on the edge, but we're very excited about it. And frankly, the response in terms of our website have been very, very good. We were getting at one point, after the billboards went up, 1,000 hits an hour.
Do you figure that the demographic group that you're looking for here is a little older and a little more conscious of its mortality than, say, a bunch of 20-somethings?
Again, our market research tells us that we go after what we call swinging seniors. They are our target market, 55 to 65 years old, well-educated, travel internationally, no children at home, and we want to reach those people and let them know that they should take that step and book a trip to Alaska.
Now, compared to a very well-known tourism appeal for Las Vegas, what happens here stays here. Before you die, it sort of lacks that whoop it up, you know, take a vacation from real life appeal.
Well, it is a little bit different, and again, I would say it is on the edge, but it's not out of the norm. I mean, I'm sure you're aware there's a book by Patricia Schultz entitled 1,000 Places to Go Before You Die. We've just taken that to the next step, and again, we're very excited because we'd love those swinging seniors to come and maybe not die here, but maybe love the destination so much that they stay for a little longer.
Yeah, it's a little reminiscent of the old saying, see Rome and die, but it's also a little bit more hopeful than that, too.
We're just very hopeful that they come. We're hopeful that they see it, that it's all in good fun, and in a way just to tell folks Alaska is a great destination and a great state to come and visit.
And Ron Peck, President and COO of the Alaska Travel Industry Association, thanks a lot for talking about it with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.